Blog Talk Radio.
I get done with this song here, we're going to get it started tonight. Bible study. So please stand by. That is a good thing, but nevertheless, that is something that Satan don't want to see. So yet and still, he's trying to raise up his ugly head to try to keep things in the boondock, as you would say, he's trying to keep things down. He has no love for us, no way, y'all. So don't worry about that, but we must keep doing my Bible study tonight. I think we'll tell the story about what we must do. And also, I don't have no other announcements no more than those for right now. And so what we're going to do, like I said tonight, I will be coming from 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. And I'm going to let the technology work for me again, so y'all bear with me as I stretch to get this mouse and go and start the Bible program right now. So this 2 Chronicles starting from the very 7th chapter, the very first verse.
2 Chronicles, chapter 7. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying,
"For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever."
Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. And the priests waited on their offices. The Levites also, with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever, when David praised by their ministry. And the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the courts that was before the house of the Lord, for there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings and the meat offerings and the fat. Also, at the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt. And in the 8th day, they made a solemn assembly, where they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days, and the feast 7 days. And on the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in heart for the goodness that the Lord had showed unto David and to Solomon and to Israel, his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, "I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land."
Amen. Amen. I want to say, first of all, may God have a blessing to the reading and the hearer and the doer of his holy word. And we want to say greetings, Jackie. I don't have a keyboard in the mouse tonight. None but the one that's on my laptop. The USB, for some reason, after I set everything up, just went away, went out, and I didn't have time. There was enough time to call. I would lose my connection and everything. So I just let it run. So we're going to do everything verbally tonight. But God bless you. Thank you for showing up. We all thank you for that. And as I told you, the quartet song for the night I chose was from the Canon Spiritual called Call Jesus. And I told y'all it was related to my subject matter. And from the reading of that 2 Chronicles 7 chapter, starting from the first verse all the way through 15. I had to use for a subject matter, which I am going to use for a subject matter on this night, is this right here, a divine call to action. A divine call to action. Call Jesus, a divine call to action. Well, my brothers and sisters, first of all, we see here that in the message of the text, tonight, we see that this was when Solomon was dedicating the temple. Now, just mind you know, this is the first temple now, not the second one. This is the first temple. It's the first temple that Solomon built for the glory, at the house of the Lord. And if y'all were listening to the scripture reading, or if you're familiar with the scripture reading, you see that when God entered the place, there was no room for no, the priest could even stand up. When God shows up, everybody else got to sit down. That is letting you know something, that a lot of time when we doing all this stuff, what we so-called doing in the church, God may not be there. Because when God shows up, everything must bow. And the priest could even stand. And in the dedication, Solomon had offered so many thousands of sheep and calves and bullocks. And it was a great feast, a great time in celebration in what they were doing. But I want y'all to notice something now, that God showed up to Solomon that night after Solomon had did all of the immaculate giving and sacrificing unto the Lord, and giving him homage and giving God the praise. God came to him in the night. In the night, and said to him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself, a house of sacrifice. That's what God told Solomon. In other words, God received what they had done, because God saw that it was done from the heart. It was done with the right intention. There wasn't no shape, form, and fashion, and no animosity. It wasn't all that kind of stupid stuff that we got going on in this day and time. So we see now God is accepted, and then he told him, said, if you look at what God told him, said, look, if I shut the heaven, that there'll be no rain. Listen at God. He said, if I shut the heaven, that there'll be no rain. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land. Or if I send pestilence among my people. Listen at that now. This is God saying, if he does that, look what he said. That's one of my favorite scriptures, is verse 14. He said, but if I do all of that, Solomon, but look here, this is what you got to do. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now, y'all, listen at that. How plain do God have to put it? How plain do God have to put it? He said, if my people, he didn't say any people, but he said, if my people, see, in other words, forget about the world, y'all. This is a divine call to action. God said, if my people, who are called by my name, if they will get themselves right. He ain't talking about the people in the world, the ones that have not received the kingdom yet. They're not part of the family. They're not God's people yet. We become God's people when we accept salvation. We come to the cross of Christ, then we become his people. He said, you're my people who are called by my name. First thing we got to do, what do you say? Humble. Uh-oh. See, that don't kill most of us right now. A lot of us not humble. We don't want to humble ourselves. Oh, no. That's weakness. Let us tell it. We don't want to humble ourselves, but that's the first requirement. God said, if his people would, that are called by his name, the first thing you got to do is you got to humble yourself. He said then, okay, after you humble yourself, you got to pray. But what do? We talk about everything. We go to everybody, Madam No-No, Brother John, the Conqueror, and all that stuff, the two-head man, the witch for Endor. We go to everybody, but we don't pray. We don't pray, not to the right one anyway. But we praise names. We praise the government. We look to Capitol Hill. Instead of like 121 Psalm said, the heal. But he said, yeah, if they would humble themselves and pray, and then you got to do this. Seek his face. We seek everybody but God. Y'all notice that? We seek everybody but God. And he said, and then everything and everybody, then at the last resort, we're going to run into God. God's not going to take second place to no nothing and nobody. I say this all the time, y'all. Sometimes I feel like I've turned blue in the face. I done said that so much. Trying to let people know that you just can't throw God anything. You got people in they on the worship team. On the praise team, but they really want to throw God together in their old kind of old raggedy potato chip song. In fact, God will understand. God is not going to understand. If you notice, if you read the background of this, they're dedicating at this temple and everything. Solomon and them, they got the best musicians and singers. The best stuff was employed for this worship service. It was more money spent in this worship service, and you know us. If we got to spend $10, we get the grumbling. But if you all right, you couldn't imagine all the money that went into this service. God will just don't accept. I know people, I have heard them speak, where, you know, that's just being a bit too hard on it. God accepts it. No. I can't help it, sister. I cannot help it, brother. But you're wrong. God don't accept anything. God is a perfect God. God is a wonderful God, and you should try to give him your absolute best. Let me tell y'all something. Not picking on people, but I got to tell you the truth. It's something we call staying in your lane. God told Solomon, David, y'all, was the king of Israel, but David was a master musician, too. I think some people don't know that. David was a master musician. Not only because David played very well, he even made instruments. David made and built instruments. Matter of fact, a lot of the instruments that the Levites were playing in this temple dedication in our text tonight, those were instruments that were made by David. God requires your best. I know a lot of people think, well, I love singing. Well, honey, I'm glad you do, but you're not one to do it. See, in other words, we got people that in the choir that don't have no business with a microphone in their hand, as a man got in the business jumping off the face of the earth and into the moon. That's not your gift. We need to stay within our gift. Talk about what God will receive. No, you're wrong. This temple dedication had the best singers, the best musicians. They was one of the Levites that fulfilled the job and the duties in the temple. And even then, when God showed up, they couldn't even stand up. They couldn't even perform. But then, you know, my heart is in the right place. Thank you, sister. I'm so glad your heart is in the right place. But your heart might be in the right place, but you need to put the microphone back in the box and let somebody get the microphone that knows how to sing and to give God their perfected praise like he requires. It's in the book. If I'm a keyboard player. I'm a keyboard player that's learning how to play the guitar. You will not get me to go into no church right now, call myself in to get up and play guitar when I know I ain't ready yet. That's the same thing we ought to be in any other ministry, and wherever we find ourselves that we're going to be useful in the house of God, in temple worship, synagogue worship, whatever we're going to do, we should give God our absolute best. And if you cannot do a thing, move out of the way, please. And let, this is why a lot of things don't go right in the church today. We don't have, there are people in the pews that are very good singers. But you know why they are not in the choir? Because you got a choir full of non-singers, and they're not going to get up there. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. But you got people that cannot carry a tune in a bucket. But yet still, they out there want the microphone in their hand. Somebody singing a solo. No, honey, you don't even need, you ought to be glad that they got you up there. Let alone somebody doing a solo, if my people who call by my name, honor themselves, pray, seek my faith. That's what we got to do. Seek God's faith. Seek his will in everything. And then what else we got to do? Turn from the wicked ways. Now, we talking about, a lot of us read this. A lot of us read this. And we think that just mean only one aspect of things. Oh, sister, I'm trying to read what you said there, musicians in the temple was, oh, yeah, they were skilled. They were skilled. Very skilled. And the singers. Read 1st and 2nd Chronicles. Hit that. It's the musicians and the singers. They was all Levites. All of them were Levites. The Levites were the one that took care of the temple. They were the one responsible for the furniture in the temple, the movement of the temple, but especially the tabernacle before it actually became a solid building. It used to be a tent, and they used to have to carry that, and it was always done by the Levites. And if you don't believe it, all the priests were Levites. There was no, wasn't nobody from the tribe of Reuben a Levite. Moses was a Levite. Aaron was a Levite from the tribe of Levi. So you see, the singers, all of them were Levites. Every one of them were Levites. But they got the best of the best. You just didn't go up there. And I know when I was in Cleveland, Ohio, back in the early 70s, and I went to my great-grandmother's, her daughter. I went to one of her church and choir rehearsals. I went back a couple of times with her there to the rehearsal. Those people, they do not play that mess by you just jumping up talking about you going to sing in the choir. They had auditions. And if you didn't cut the mustard, you didn't get in the choir. That was just it. And if you are in the choir and you come in there late for rehearsal, you pay the fine. But see, if you try to get people to see that now, you are mean. But this is the way it is. Everything that was done in that temple, all was done by Levites. Read the book of the law. That was mandated by God. The book of Levi. The tribe of Levi, they were responsible for the tent. In other words, the tent of congregation, which was a prototype of what the temple was going to be, which Solomon here is now dedicating. That same building was the actual temple that was that Moses now carried around in the wilderness for all them years. The tent. And it was done all by Levite. You see, the priests, the singers, the musicians, all were Levite. Now, dig this. If you notice that the kings came from the tribe of Judah. Judah prayed. That's where the kings both come from. David was born, tribe of Judah. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, also of Judah. You see what I mean? The only king that was not from the tribe of Judah was the first king, and that was King Saul. He was a Benjamite. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. See, y'all, we got to study our Bible, not just read them. We got to study them. So as we can see here, God done gave us a divine mandate, us Christians, if we would do just what he said. We got the first, if my people would humble themselves, pray, seek his faith, turn from them wicked ways, then hear from heaven and come and heal the land. But you see, what we want God to do is come and heal the land, but we ain't stop lying. We ain't turned from no wicked way. We yet doing the same stuff that we always have done, but we always go tell God, but Lord, you said you will come and heal the land. He did. He said he'll come and heal the land and forgive your sin too. But you got to first meet the requirement. Amen. Amen. Let me see what that since I always wanted to have section leaders. Well, a lot of choirs do. See, like I said, those that want excellence. When you want excellence, you will put some rules and put some protocol into place. But if you just gonna let everybody in the choir that because they want to sing, but don't even know A from B, you're gonna have a problem. You're gonna have a problem. And it's not being bad and mean. It's just being right. Some people need to be in the kitchen cooking. Or some people need to be in the nursery keeping the kids. You need to go where your gift is. Everybody wasn't put here to sing. Everybody wasn't here put here to play the guitar, the organ, and the piano. Everybody wasn't put here to do that. But whatever your job that the Holy Spirit gave you, whatever gift that he has given you, that's what we ought to use our people. And everything will work out fine. You don't go to operate on nobody in no hospital just because you always wanted to be a doctor. At least I know you're not going to operate on me just because you always wanted to be a doctor. You're going to be one. So this is what I say, y'all. This is the divine call to action. This God's divine call to action here in the dedication of Solomon's temple. When God shows up, you cannot stand. In other words, God fills up wherever he goes, he fills it up. There was no room for the Levites to even stand. They couldn't even minister no more because the glory of God was so heavy. So we thank God for y'all. So thank you, brother, for being a part of tonight's Bible study. We thank God for y'all. And like I say right here, I'm going to end it right here. And we will, if y'all got anything else that you would like to ask me, you always can email me or text me on Facebook, however you want to do it. And I will take it up at another time. So right here, we're going to say, may the grace of God and the love of Jesus and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and rule and abide with these our people henceforth, now and forevermore. Let everybody say amen. And we're going to say right here, good night to y'all and thank God for you and God bless you is my prayer. Take care. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jackie. And good night.
That was thank you.